Blog Talk Radio.
Shoot, we might have a short show. And welcome to Free Psychic Readings. If I can turn this music off. There we go. Okay, welcome everybody to Free Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Lennis here on this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Excuse me, 646-727-2914. We ask that you give one question per call, please, so everybody can get a chance. If we have time, then we can go a little bit further. That does happen. So, you know, you might get lucky or blessed today. I'm Lennis. I have 40 years experience as a psychic. I read tarot cards, soul cards, Egyptian cards. I do past life readings, as well as tell you who your angels are. Now, Miss Nina, she's the Reiki master. So any questions that have to do with that, if you want, or you're going into it, or maybe you're into it now, you don't understand some of the levels, she can explain it to you, believe me. Miss Nina is also a teacher. She's a psychic, a minister, and a photographer. So do call in. You're going to get accurate readings. You can't help but get accurate readings because we are just that good. Am I being conceited? No, confident. So anyway... Let's begin with the cleansing prayer, and then we'll start. Cleansing prayer, we are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the higher good of all. And so it is. Now, because this is Thanksgiving month, November, every Sunday what we're doing is we ask the person, what are you thankful for, and then give us your question. We know what you're thankful for this month. Or not this month, just thankful for in your life, whatever that is. Okay, so we shall begin. Our first call is area code 478. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well, and I am thankful for my life.
And you're what now? Say it again. I'm sorry.
I'm thankful for my life.
Okay. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So what
it could be worse.
Oh, look, anybody, huh? That's the truth.
I think Ricky hasn't contacted me since last Thursday, and I'm wondering if he's trying to end it with me without telling me.
Okay, let me ask. I see some anger, and I see him with a stick hitting the ground. Is he coming back? Not right now. He's upset with you dearly.
But I don't understand why, because I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did something. Because I can see this man taking a 2x4 hitting the sidewalk. He's so angry. Rather than to hurt another human being, he's taking it out on this 2x4. So that's pretty strong anger.
I think he did something that I didn't approve of, but I didn't say anything because we were supposed to go out on a date and he didn't show up, so I didn't call or whatever.
Okay. Right now it's distance and space between you two. I'll just put it like
mm-hmm.
that. Because he's angry
okay.
with you. It's not that he doesn't want to be bothered. He just needs some space. That's all, to think
okay.
about things. So, yeah, that's what I see. Miss Nina, did you pick up anything different?
No, I'm not picking up anything different, but I'm just wondering why you can't call him.
Because I always call first, and I don't want to always be the one that calls first when we get into a spat.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes pride gets in the way of a lot of things that it shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to move forward, you got to find out exactly what's going on with him. And if it means that it is over, so be it. Then you can move forward. But I think maybe you should be the one calling and finding out for sure what's going on rather than keeping your life on hold.
Yep. For sure, yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to keep my life on hold because if he doesn't contact me within this week, I was just going to say it was over and move on.
Well, I wouldn't even give him this week.
Okay.
Phone him and find out just for your own peace of mind and so you can go to sleep at night. And
amen.
Have to
mm-hmm.
You know, why
okay.
one? You know, that's something that a lot of us do. We procrastinate and we put things off instead of jumping in. And just doing. And because we don't jump in and do, and we do just leave things, we end up worrying and fretting and not sleeping and tossing and turning, at least the women anyways. I think guys can fall asleep regardless of what's going on. I think if you just go ahead and find out what's going on in your life, no matter what it is, and get it over and done with. If it's bad news, it's bad news. The bad news is going to come now or it's going to come later. But, you know, most of the time it's not bad news. We build it up in our own minds and make it out to be worse than what it is. So give him a call. Find out what's going on with him. And if you don't like the answer, hey, you're a free woman. You go right ahead and find somebody else.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
You're most welcome. And you have a wonderful week, Patricia.
You too.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay, our next call is 443. Uh-uh, there we go. Okay, area code 443. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Who'd like to talk?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hi.
You're on the line.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi. This is Denise.
Yes.
This is Brenda. I'm calling with a question about a job. I have an interview
okay,
coming up. It's Brenda.
Okay, go ahead.
And just calling to see if you see anything good coming out of the interview.
Brenda, one thing, we are asking everyone to give us something they are grateful for this month. So could we have something that you're grateful
for? I am grateful for the new place that we are living in. We moved into a home. And it's perfect for our family. I really like it. It's a good space.
Good.
So I feel good about going into the holiday season being here.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so you want us to concentrate on a job that you applied for and you want to know if you're going to get the job or not?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yep.
Nina, you already answered?
No. Brenda, have you had an interview yet?
Well, no, I have it on Tuesday. I had another one about a month ago, and actually I called you guys, and you weren't crazy about it, and you were right on point. It didn't turn out the way, the job wasn't presented the way it actually, you know, unfolded to be, so I declined it.
Good.
Good for you. Good.
Yeah. You weren't crazy about it, and you told me to really think about it, and I weighed it all out.
I see you getting a job, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm seeing a man in the background hiding his hand, but he's thrown a rock, yet he's hidden his hand so you don't know who threw that rock at you.
I wonder if that's where I'm at now. It's a crazy situation.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I'm seeing that on the job, the one that you're waiting to hear from. Because you haven't interviewed on that. I would say take it with a grain of salt, but like the other job, really research it out and make sure it's for
okay.
you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, everything is gold don't shine. So it could be a good thing. So, oh, we'll pay you $15 an hour and you take the job and it's like hell. No.
Yeah.
I want you to be happy, and I'm sure Ms. Nina does
exactly.
too, wherever that you land with a job that... If
okay.
you're happy and it fulfills you.
Okay.
Dennis?
Nina? Yes, ma'am.
Dennis, picking up the number 3. Now, I don't know whether that means 3 weeks, third interview, what's
okay.
going on, but I'm picking up the number 3.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah,
that
could be 3 days
okay.
or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
or the interview. I'm not sure, but that's what keeps me up is the number 3. Now, I'm not
okay.
getting any question on it, but the number 3 is coming up.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, maybe it's a third try. That'll be the charm, and that's the job you're going to get.
Yeah,
okay.
That could very well be what it is. It's the third time is the
charm.
Well,
this is my third interview. Not with this place, but the third one that I've had since I started this job that I'm trying to leave. This is the third interview.
Okay.
And that's where the 3 is coming from. Thank you for that.
And it also, the interview process is, it takes 3 months. So I applied, I applied 2 months ago and 2.5 months ago. And they said that the process takes about 3 months.
Is this a federal job for the government?
Yes.
Okay, because I just knew it when you said 3 months process. It's either federal or state because they take the longest. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there
okay,
you go.
So
if you get on with federal, you'll never have to worry no more.
Well, that's what my intent is. So we'll see. That's my intent. Okay. Well, I will, you know, definitely call and keep you guys posted.
Miss Nina,
all right.
Okay. I didn't know if she wanted to say something else as well.
No, I got validation on the number 3 for sure then. If this is the third interview and it takes 3 months, there's the number 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Hey. We'll see. I'll be sure to call you and let you know.
Thank
okay,
you,
Brenda.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
And you have
okay.
a great week.
Yes.
In fact, let me just say this now. Congratulations. Now.
Thank you.
I claimed
thank
it for you. Congratulations. All right.
Well,
you
guys will never let me.
You
guys will always let me, you know, let me right on point. So, you know, I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
Ma'am.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, Lennon.
Well,
I have no other. Since we have no other callers, I'm going to talk a little bit about my gratitude post that I've got on my page on Facebook, which is the Passage to Empowerment page. I am now on day 13. I'm on day 13, and I have noticed such a big difference. Like, I am more positive. A lot of positive is coming my way. I'm also going to tell you all, if you're having problems, and you would like your angels to help you, say it out loud. Make sure that there is complete clarification in what you would like, whether it be a new job, whether you're having financial troubles, whatever the clarification is that you need, make sure your angels know for sure what is going on. So ask for whatever you need out loud from them. Now, I've been doing that for the past week. My husband and I are having a little bit of financial problems. He just got a decrease in his wages. And, of course, I run a daycare and been down 2 children for the last 3 months. So financially, things are a little rocky. Plus, we now are have financial responsibility for two of our grandkids. So
yeah.
Angels for some financial help. Well, Jim and I won $1,000 yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. God bless you. Oh, I love good news. God bless you.
So I'm just telling you all, make it very clear. Glennis has got some prayers up on her website. Say those prayers. Say them every day. I am faithfully saying them every day now. I made it very clear to my angels. I verbalized it out loud, what my intentions were and what was I required. Plus, I am doing my gratitudes on my Facebook page on Passage to Empowerment every day. And the positive things are coming into my life now. So be positive. Try and look for the things that you are grateful for. Turn your life around. Like they say, turn that smile. Turn that frown upside down.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Make things positive. Stay away from the negative as much as possible, because if you are negative, you are going to attract negative. So, yeah, that's basically what I wanted to say. We have no callers right now, so if you want to give us a call at 646-727-2914, we would surely love to hear from you.
Correct. All right. Oh, I love you, Grateful. I wrote all that down. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start mine today. In fact, I got a brand new tablet, so I can do it for 30 days. Each day, write down what I'm grateful for.
I've been doing it, and I'm going to continue to do it for as long as I remember to do it. I'm very busy, but I have been remembering to do it. Like I said, it is my 13th day, and I'm asking everyone to add their posts onto mine. Like, you don't have to start anything new. Add it onto what I'm doing already on Passage to Empowerment. That way, we could all focus on that. And if one other thing, I'm going to ask for some prayers. A friend of mine, her first grandchild is a little girl, and her name is Eva. Eva's only 4 months old, and she's been dealt a pretty hard string in this life. And I'm asking you all to pray for this little girl. She has an infection in her brain right now.
And the
more prayers and the more love that we have sent out to Eva, the better. Eva's up here in Edmonton, Alberta. So point yourself in that direction and say some prayers for this little girl. She is the sweetest little doll you've ever seen, and she could really use your prayers.
For sure. We will, most definitely. I know everybody that's listening. Raise her up in prayers. Remember Eva, and she's only 4 months old, so let's challenge what's in her mind that's trying to attack her brain. Let's challenge that and say, no, you're not going to take this child. You're not going to do it. You're gone. You're out. She's healed. So that's what we're praying for, is a healing, that it does not exist in her little brain anymore. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, little Eva, you know you've got our prayers. Also, I have some good news. My grandson Cameron's high school football team, the Holy Trinity Trojans, were in the finals. They didn't win, but they got silver, and that's pretty darn good. So
Congratulations, Cameron.
Congratulations to the Holy Trinity Trojans for your silver medal yesterday. You played an awesome game, and you had an awesome year. Hold your head up high, boys. You deserve it.
Yeah.
And as you all know, November 11th is Remembrance Day up here in Canada and Veterans Day down there. Please remember our vets. They did a lot for us to give us our freedom.
Yeah, sure did.
And the 11th is also the full moon, or not the full moon, the new moon. So if you have something, some new intention you would like to put into your life, maybe it's doing gratitudes every day, maybe it's finding a new job, whatever it is, make sure you write it down and offer it up on that day, the new moon.
All right. Yeah, I didn't even post that, did I? No. Sure didn't. I usually do that. In fact, Miss Nina, while I've got you, because I'm going to add this after the show is over, Passage to Empowerment on Facebook, but also give me your, make this sound like one of the clients, your email address too, because I want to put it on the page.
It's Nina, N-I-N-A, dot, essence, the number 2, E, at gmail.com.
Essence 2, and E is in Edward?
No, it's essence.
And then the number 2.
It's number 2, S, at gmail.com. I'm getting confused. I have so many email addresses. So it's essence.
Okay, I got it. Nina.essence,
okay.
Number 2, at gmail.com. Okay.
2 S.
Oh, 2 S. Oh, okay.
S. Because I had to change it around and couldn't put essence for success, so I had to put 2, or essence to success, number 2, and then I just used the S because, yeah, it was getting so confusing me trying to get the right email address.
So it's S as in Sam, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're good to go then. All right.
Okay, I have two people in the chat room with me, Miss Pretty and Walk with Spirit. If either one of you would like to call in and ask a question, or you can ask a question in the chat room and I will answer it live.
Yeah. Hello, Honeybee. And who is the other person that's in there?
It's Miss Pretty and Walk with Spirit.
Oh, hello, Miss Pretty, and hello, Walk with Spirit. Welcome to the show. Please give Miss Nina your questions, or like she said, you're welcome to call into the show, too, because we also answer those on the chat line. Okay, well, Nina, are you through with all your announcements?
I know I'm taking up time, aren't I, but that's okay.
No, you need to. Please, we need to. I hope the people in the chat room are asking you questions. Well, I would like to say, just to reiterate, we talk about this through the year, to protect yourself or your domain. Don't forget the sea salt you can put in each corner, clockwise. Come back to the front door. Ask the house to be blessed that no negativity can enter therein. Put a strip of salt right in front of your door. Put your mat back over it so, of course, it's not obvious. And that stops negativity from entering your domain. Another thing we talked about, if your left hand itches, you're going to receive money. If your right hand itches, then you're going to be spending money. If your left eye itches, I mean not itches, but quivers, or, you know, kind of like that, quivering on, it means something is going to upset you. Now, that's your top eyelid. If it's the bottom eyelid that's jerking and quivering really bad, something is going to piss you off, no doubt. Now, the right eye at the top, if that's quivering, something will make you happy. And if the bottom of your right eye is quivering, something's going to make you extremely happy. You're just going to be so overjoyed. You don't know what it is, but it's coming. Also, when you approach people sometime, if you get headaches, some type of negativity on them, like you could walk up to somebody or be somewhere, and all of a sudden, boom, you get a headache real quick, like, what the hell? There's negativity around that person, and you need to scoot away as quick as possible. If you have a feeling in your gut sometime about things, your gut is telling you something ain't right. Don't know what it is, you have to think about it in your mind. But if you have that weird feeling in your gut, it's telling you something just ain't right. I do believe that we are all notified in advance before situations happen in our life. Now, whether we adhere to it or not, that's up to you. But feelings in your body and how your body responds will let you know sometimes things that are going to happen before. So, you know, you want to listen to your body. Okay, we've got a caller, Miss Nina. Area code 484. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes,
hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call, Nina. Appreciate it, man.
Oh.
Sonia?
Oh, Sonia? Okay, and what are you grateful for, Sonia?
Well, this was for, I guess, good health, having a job, and safe living.
Okay. Very good. Now, what is the question that me and Miss Nina can
My question is, I had spoken to you, I think it was a week before last, and it was regarding a situation that, you know, I had a property up for sale, and something had come up where the tenant was leaving, one of them, so there were two different set of tenants. And he told me, I did ask you if you saw him leaving, but because he's using the security deposit as last month's rent, and I agree just because I don't want any problems. But he did give me the notification, the letter. The letter, I did modify a few things before I signed it, and he wanted to leave on the 1st. I'm like, you cannot leave on the 1st because 30 days from November 1st is actually the 30th, and November has 30 days, not 31 days. So he was saying November had 31 days. I'm like, come on, look at the calendar. And so I modified because then that would mean he would have to pay me another month's rent, right, if he leaves December 1st. So then he agreed, and now we have everything in writing. He did give me a copy, and I just put that note in there. So, you know, he did tell me that to get it in writing, and, you know, that you saw him even by the end of the month, and that you saw me, like, you know, saw all this happening. I just wanted to mention that.
Did he move
thank
out?
You for the
hello?
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Thank
yeah,
you for clarifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was, you did tell me, and I think you mentioned also that you saw me renting it pretty rapidly. I did, and you told me to put it out there, you know, for advertising, and I already did since the first day. But I haven't, you know, had any much activity yet. But it is still advertised. So
it's still only the 8th of November. You've got a bit to go yet. So hang in there. Be positive.
Right.
Think
no,
positive.
Yeah, I keep advertising it every day. I keep that going. You know, I'm optimistic, and you know, like you did tell me that you saw it renting. I think I'm not sure if you meant you said quickly, so I don't know if that means by December or you know, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, by December.
By December? Okay, great.
Yep.
I just wanted to call in to mention that, and thank you very much. Both of you.
You're welcome, Sonia.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Have a great
week.
You
yes,
too.
Okay.
Lennis, I have a question from the chat room.
Okay.
She wants to know, she says, I'm waiting to catch a kitty that's been terrorizing my cats. I'd like to know a little more about him and what will help me to catch him. I put out milk and fish. And he likes cat biscuits and tore up a few bags already. She watches him and sees where he comes into the house.
Oh no!
do you want to catch him because you want to keep him, or what are you going to do with him once you catch him? Like she says, he's a beautiful dark black kitty.
But she's saying that he terrorizes her cats, right?
Yeah.
Is that what she's saying? The kitty terrorizes her cats. So
yeah,
it's a wild kitten, I'm assuming.
Kind
of
sounds
there living
like
on
it.
Its own.
Well, no, because I have our older cat Bootsy terrorizes everybody, including my little stir fry. She's just a biatch. Let's put it that way. Some kitties. Some kitties are not nice kitties. Like, I didn't bring up this one from a kitten, so I think that makes a difference right there. But she says she wants to fix him and let him out again. Well, you know what? That's pretty nice of you. But you know what I would do? If he's running around, I would actually phone the Humane Society and get
yeah.
them to catch him.
And pick him up. Where you can be in a
yeah.
home that somebody wants a kitten, you know, that's a little bit more manageable than normal. But, you know, that's probably what they're looking for. So that is my suggestion, too, was the first thing was just have Humane Society pick the kitten up.
Well, she figures he's 1 to 2 years old, But, yeah, I would have them pick him up.
Well,
and,
that's not
and
a kitten.
Go
ahead.
Find him a home where he can be loved and stuff. I think that's what he's looking for is to be loved. But, yeah, let the Humane Society catch him.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Nina. I ended up with a lot of cats like that coming in. Anyway, okay, what else do... Well, I haven't said what I'm grateful for. A peace of mind.
Now, don't give too many pieces away.
I'm sorry?
Don't give too many pieces away.
Yeah, amen. Amen to that. Okay, let's see, what else can we talk about? Oh, well, I want to mention this just because I enjoy this show. I don't know if any of you out there, listening audience or in the chat room or on the phone, ever heard of this show called, it's on Destination America, Mountain Monsters, and they look for these guys and these animals in Kentucky, in that area mainly, Kentucky, Tennessee, whatever. But it's quite interesting. Because I wonder, do they travel between dimensions? They can't never, you know, they're like there and then they're gone real quick. And then also, like, I know there's other species living on this earth, but why do we need to prove that they're there? Once you know that they're there, leave them alone, unless they're bothering humans or the farmers, right? I don't know. Then I also watched the other program, is Alaska Monsters. Now, that one was pretty good, but I kind of fell off because of the first season, they had a young man with them that was a Trekkie, and he had the drone that could go up and cover a certain area to see if he see him, you know, during the day. And I thought he was real good. He was bringing up-to-date information. But they cut him off the crew and Bear. So now it's just what, one new guy and the other three. But anyway, Alaska Monsters, they're not talking about Yeti or any of that. They're talking about these, 9-10 feet tall, 1,200 pounds.
They sound like our beast Sasquatch.
Yes. Have you noticed how they're bringing all these programs, The Haunting, Ghost Asylum, now they got a demon show. What the hell? Why? You know what? For some reason, that's not even spirituality. Why are these kind of shows coming up? I don't like them.
No, and I don't watch them because if I want to ghost or whatever, I have my own that hang around here. I don't need to be watching TV that's mostly made-up shows.
Yeah.
They're just there to scare everybody. And the majority of the time, I mean, I'm going to say high 80%, maybe even 90%, that any ghosts that you're going to encounter are going to be friendly. Very rarely will you encounter a mean ghost. They might be tricksters and pull little pranks on you, but very rarely do you encounter mean ones like they show you on the television or on the movies or whatever the case may be. And that's something else. We could talk about that a little bit, too. If you have some crystals, I'm going to say clear quartz crystals or any kind of cut crystal that you can put on your windows, if you stick them on your windows with those little sticky thingies, the suction cup thingies, that prevents evil from entering. So you have a little bit more protection there as well as the sea salt.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe in crystals. I put them in my window, too. All my windows have crystals in them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, I wonder how much of that stuff is... I mean, I've, you know, watched it here and there, but it's like, come on. Why are you doing all that? We need to be working on love and bringing people together, not scaring the crap out of them.
Exactly. Okay, I have, I still have two people in the chat room. Actually, three, but one's a guest. They haven't totally signed in. If you do have a question, ask your question in the chat room, and we will answer it live on air. Because we have
sure
no callers.
Will. No, so come on. Here's your opportunity, chat room. If you got something that you want Nina and I to work on, give us a question. Like she said, there's no callers on the line right now, so we can definitely help those in the chat room. So come on, you guys. Tell Nina your questions.
Yeah, come on. Somebody type something. Glennis and I can carry on forever, but yeah, I don't think you want our life stories.
No. I just, and another thing I wanted to say too, that the different movies that are coming out, they're either really techno or it's not easy to believe. You know, it's like kind of flaky. I see now they've got coming up, I think sometime this month, Moby Dick. They've redone the movie, made it more up to today's time than I think it was done back in the 40s or 50s. And I'm like, can anybody come up with some creativity? The last time I saw something creative was Avatar.
And yeah,
before that was Matrix. Yeah. I mean,
there's
really sat down with... Huh? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There's not been anything new for a long time.
Mm-mm. Things that I wanted to go see after I read in, Rotten Tomatoes? The scoring on how good the movie is, like, okay, I'll just wait till it comes out on DVD. You know, it'll be on demand. I can see it then for
$4.99. Exactly.
That's interesting.
Sequels they keep making. How many times can you go over the same thing?
Oh, God. I told Shabby about that with Nightmare on Elm Street and Jason and Michael Myers. I was like, come on. How many times are you going to kill that guy? He keeps coming back, any of them. It gets to a point of ridiculous. They even got Chucky, the little doll. He's got 3 movies. I was like, are you kidding me, y'all? The doll? The doll has 3 movies. Chucky, Chucky 2, Chucky 3. Please.
Yeah. Got so many, and yeah.
Well, you know what? Since we're no one's on the line, let's be in psyche. What do you feel like for the elections, Nina? What do you feel? I mean, me, I feel like Trump might surprise a lot of people. I'm not voting for him for president, but he's telling everybody in the nation what he really feels, and he's his own financier. He don't take money from the super PAC or anywhere. He has his own money, so nobody can delegate to him what he should be saying or not saying. He do whatever he wants because he's paying for it himself. But I see him pretty close. I do see Trump pretty close. Huh?
He can do whatever he wants and say whatever he wants, but what's coming out of his mouth isn't always intelligent. I have a real problem, and, you know, I'm not an American. I live up here in Canada, but, of course, we get all of your election stuff up here, too. And, Mr. Trump, I think you should go back to television.
They don't want him back. They canceled the show after he made that statement about the Mexicans. So, they canceled Apprentice. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? He keeps opening his mouth and sticking both feet in.
Mm-hmm.
I really, other than him, because he's making so much noise, I really haven't been paying that much attention. Of course, I've, you know, heard a little bit about Hillary. I don't know. The whole election thing, as well as our elections up here in Canada, were pretty darn scary. There was no for sure going to be the best pick up here either. And I think, well, here in Alberta, we're in for a very rough time because of having an NDP government and now in our province and a Liberal government for the whole of Canada. It's going to be very interesting is all I'm going to say. And I think the same is going to be for the U.S. It's going to be very interesting.
Yes,
and all
it
I can
is.
Say is, thank goodness it's only for 4 years.
Yes, yes. I see that Hillary is going to get pretty close. You know, the one thing I like about Hillary, I know they got all these emails and stuff, but she always, even when Bill was president, she always fought for the women and children, and that I never forgot. And that is important to us here, down here, you know, that because they treat, you know, they treat women in America as second-class citizens. You have to work your butt off to even make the money equal to what a man makes. And a lot of women have high degrees, too, you know, master's and PhDs, but yet there's still that she's a woman. Well, that's got to change. I mean, you got a woman running for president, so she proved a point, too. Excuse me. She proved a point,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe a little bit of sensitivity, which women are known for, is a good thing, whether it be in government or anywhere else. I think being a little bit more sensitive to everybody else is a good thing all the way around.
Yes, because everything cannot be cut and dry. It really can't. I think Obama will be glad when he gets out. I know Michelle will be. She didn't want to do another 4 years, but that's okay. Now they can actually go back home to Chicago.
I liked your Mr. Obama. I know a lot of people didn't, but I liked him.
Oh, I didn't feel, of course.
There's a lot of things that I think he could have pushed and maybe made a little bit more clear than what he did, like the so-called Obama healthcare. It would have been a good thing. If it would have been put across properly, it's a darn good thing, people. We have national health care here, and each province has their own, plus it's national as well. And you know what? Yeah, maybe we have to wait a little bit, but we don't have to pay thousands of dollars to have help.
Yes, yes.
You know, I don't know how anybody can afford to have a baby even.
You almost have to do that at home.
Yeah, when you have to pay so much for the hospital and for your doctors and everything else. Like, here, we go to see our doctor if we're pregnant every 6 weeks. We know it's covered. We have good health. You know, the doctors are on top of things. They know if your baby's got problems before it's born, so you can get the necessary help that you need. If everything is okay, well, hallelujah, you're going to have a healthy baby. But you don't have the stress of wondering, where am I going to get the money from? Or where am I going to get the for health care, period. You know, if you've got insurance to pay, and like your insurance costs are out of this world down there.
Oh, mine's just went up to 200. Well, I won't even go there. Just jumped up to 200. That's a new start in January. And I was like, Jesus Christ. You're right.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And when we paid for health care, we don't in Alberta anymore, but when we paid insurance costs up here, it was $85, and that was for a family. Not for one person. That was for a family. I imagine we're going to end up paying again now because Alberta's kind of, our economy is kind of sucky right now. But, you know, I can afford $85 a month. For my family.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
Jim's got extra insurance and stuff too through work, which helps. But man. Crazy.
Yeah, health is very important. And I'll tell you what's scaring me is that once Obama goes out of office, Republicans have already been hitting at doing out with Obamacare or cutting it in half. And I was like, why? Everybody needs to have medical attention, just what you just said, Nina. But the Republicans are like, nah, we don't need all that Obamacare. Some of that stuff can be cut out. Well, now, there you go. What are you going to cut out that's not going to affect a human being?
Yeah, you know, it's really sad. Like I said, if it was better explained, because I know there's a lot of people, all my friends that are against. Why are you against national health care? I don't understand that.
I don't either. I mean, everybody should be able to have care and not worry about it. But it will get better. We have to always say that this too shall pass, and it'll get better.
See, there, that's what I'm grateful for. Health care.
You and me both. You and me both. Oh, my God. Things are so expensive. Even, Nina, one of the drugs, medicine, I shouldn't say drug, one of the medicines I have to take, I only paid like maybe $20 copay. Well, for January 2016, they are not covering it at all. So every month I'm paying $55 for just one prescription because they're not covering it for 2016, so it's out of pocket. I looked at that. I said, $55? Are you kidding me? Like, wow, is this going to jump up and talk to me and massage me or what?
I know. My hubby's on a lot of different drugs for blood pressure and cholesterol, and he's on a lot of pain meds because he's got a very bad back. If we had to pay for his drugs, medicine, it would cost us neighborhood of $400 a month. We pay zero.
See, yep. You have to, otherwise you go broke.
Well, yeah. And then,
either that, or people don't go to the doctor to get the help they need.
Yeah, and that is such a shame. For you not to be able to go to a doctor, if you need to see a doctor, that is such a shame.
I know it. They'll turn folks away. You don't have any insurance? Well, then go to the public hospital.
Yep.
Sad. But anyway, well, Miss Nina, we're coming down to 10 minutes of. I'm about ready to go. What about you?
Well, yeah, I think maybe we've expressed our views long enough.
There are no questions out of the chat room, because if it is, come on with it now, or we're getting ready to close her down. So
yeah,
come on.
No. B Bell, which is Brenda who called us, said she may ask another question, but she hasn't yet. So I'm going to just say, well, ladies and gentlemen, since we've got nobody else to talk to but each other, I think. Oh, now I've got a new arrival in the chat room. Let's see. If you've got a question, please ask it from the chat room, and we will answer live on for you. But yeah, you've got like 1 minute. And then we're going to shut her down.
Yep. So come on.
Yeah, oh, she wants to know if she can ask a question from chat. Yes, of course you can ask a question from chat. Go right ahead. I was going to type. So silly. Why would I type when I can talk?
So what's her question? Is she saying?
Well, I guess she's typing.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, remember, folks, as Nina told you, the new moon is on the 11th. Make your intentions for that. And what else? I think that's it. Oh, Wednesday in the studio. I forgot to say that. I'll be on from 6 to 7 o'clock every Wednesday in the studio with Linus. And we do entertainment news, what the current news is, or politics. What is the hot topic for the week around the water cooler? So we talk about all that, and we have a little fun with it. But mostly we bring you the news, keep you up to date what's been happening. So be sure and join us on Blog Talk Radio, 6 o'clock Wednesday. Or in the studio with Linus. And Miss Nina's there too, because she works the chat room. So you're welcome to join into the discussion if you so desire.
Okay, I have my question from the chat room. You can give us her first name. Her question is, will my male friend return to me, or are we broke up for good? And the time frame. She said they broke up last month. Can we have your first name and his first name, please?
we can concentrate on both of them.
Yeah. Need both your names.
I don't know who this woman is, but I'm getting a sick feeling in my stomach. Did she call in? Because there's a call on the air, on the line.
No, she's typing.
Okay,
443
is.
Yeah, let's go. Let's take our next caller. I'm also getting a sick feeling.
443, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
How are you? Hello?
Yes,
okay,
we're here.
It's Brenda, Dee Dee Lil.
Oh, okay. You called earlier, yeah. Okay, well, what's your question?
Well, I got a message to call in.
Yeah, call in with another question.
Oh, okay. Well... well, okay. How about my finances? That's my next thing that I'm trying to attack, which is why I want to get into federal and be, you know, not having to keep looking and.
No, with
I'll
the new
you
job.
I'll tell you this, Mark. Go ahead, Nina. And then
with
I'll
this
tell
new
you.
Job coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have. You won't have to worry about finances.
Yes.
No,
because
I was just going to tell her in March, she'll be home free. So whatever bill
right.
you want to clean up or clear up by March, you're home
okay.
free. You're not debt free, but you can
right.
live with a peace of mind and not stress.
Okay.
Yep.
I totally get it. I totally get it.
Yep.
Good.
So.
That's the next thing that I want to, you know, and that's why I'm trying to do what I'm doing, so... Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Well, you know,
your finances
keep you guys
are going to do good.
Good.
There's an old saying, sometimes you got to crawl before you walk, but when you stand up, start running, baby. And that's
yep.
what you'll be doing as of March next year. Because you'll be so happy, you're just like, wow, finally.
Mm-hmm.
But you deserve
mm-hmm.
it. So look at yourself, be grateful and look at yourself like, yeah, I deserve this. I work hard to get to this point in my life.
True.
You know, so
really?
As the kids say, pop your collar. When that,
yeah.
when March comes in next year and you're looking at your finances, you're like, thank you, God. Pop your collar and say, I did this. I
that's
did
right.
this and got me into
that's right.
Yep. And that's when
wow.
you really feel
yeah.
good about
well,
yourself.
I can't wait. Well, I do, too. I do. I really, really do. So it was just confirmation. So I really
yes,
do.
Ma'am.
I
yes,
feel
ma'am.
Good.
You don't have
you
to
are.
Hang up, Brenda. Stay with us.
Oh, really?
Don't hang up. Yeah, stay with us. Nina, did the lady have a question ready now?
Yeah, she does. She wants to know if they're broke up for good. Her name is Oxa, and his name is Bob. I'm getting that sick feeling in my gut, too. And you know what? He's gone.
Yeah. He's gone, because I'm telling you, when you first talked about it, I just got nauseated in my stomach. So, yeah, in fact, what's her name? Oxion? What's her name?
Oxa.
Oxa, okay. Oxa, just delete him out your life. That's gone. It's done. It ain't happening no more, period. So look for somebody new that you can enjoy in your life or somebody that can fill that void, but do not become vulnerable to whatever things, you know, sometimes people come up to you just what you want to hear, but you're vulnerable to that after a breakup. So just be wise about your decisions. But Bob, he's gone. That's a done deal.
Yeah, he wasn't good for you, honey. So, yeah, find somebody that makes you feel like a queen.
Amen.
And, you know, you don't deserve to be left hanging for a month over some guy.
Mm-mm. He doesn't want to be with her anyway.
She wants to know what happened. She's known him for years. So what happened? Well.
She couldn't stand his communication and his issues.
Yeah.
He does have some issues. That's why it's good she's not with him anymore. I don't care if you've known him for years. That man has some issues that you don't need to be involved with. Okay, I
yeah, Oxa, yeah. So, yeah, move on. Find somebody else. Charge, but find somebody else.
Yeah.
I've somebody. Still got that sick feeling in my stomach.
Mm-hmm. That's not, yeah, not good. Oxen, don't even hold on for that. Set your sights higher. Think about all the different good men out there. You just haven't met him yet, but there's a good man out there for you that's waiting for you as you for him. And remember, like Miss Nina said, you're a queen, and don't even doubt yourself. Any of the women, I don't care if you're on the phone, listening around the world, or in the chat room, remember, you're a queen. And men, you're a king, if you act as such.
And she says thank you, and you're very welcome.
Yes, you're welcome, Anxan. And we wish you the best for the future, girlfriend, because it's got to get brighter. When you get the darkness off your life, it just keeps getting brighter and brighter and brighter. So we definitely wish you the best. Well, it's now come to the time that we can say goodbye. Carol,
yeah,
Bonetta, I'm so glad we had this time together. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us from around the world in the chat room. Excuse me, in the chat room. And also on the call-in, we do appreciate all of you, and we thank you. And please feel free. You know, every Sunday, me and Miss Nina are on, and we try to answer to the best of our abilities. But do know this, change is constant. So we can tell you now, sometimes things change. It could be you or your situation. We don't know. We just tell you what we see at the present time. So anyway, we thank you for that. And share the love this week. And don't forget, grateful, go to Nina's page, where's the Passage to Empowerment, and put up what you're grateful for, okay? Don't forget that. All right, I'm going over there myself in a little while.
I'm grateful for this time. Yeah,
I am grateful for the show, too. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show, and I thank you all for joining us today. Have a wonderful week. Remember, treat yourself well, because if you don't treat yourself well first, nobody else is going to.
Amen. And if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. All right, y'all. See you next Sunday. We love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.